This is All the Year Round, daily readings for the new church. Today is Sunday, April 14th, 2024. Today's readings are Genesis chapter 27, verses 38 to 46, and Arcana Celestia number 3599. Genesis, chapter 27, verses 38 to 46. And Esau said to his father, "Hast thou but this one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said to him, "Behold, of the fat things of the earth shall be thy dwelling, and of the dew of the heavens from above. And upon thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall be, when thou shalt dominate, that thou shalt pull his yoke off from upon thy neck." And Esau hated Jacob on account of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father come near, and I will kill Jacob my brother." In the words of Esau, her elder son were told to Rebekah, and she sent and called to Jacob her younger son, and said to him, "Behold, Esau thy brother comforts himself as to thee to kill thee. And now, my son, obey my voice, and arise, run away to Laban my brother, to Haran, and dwell with him some days until thy brother's fury turn back, until the anger of thy brother turn back from thee, and he forget what thou hast done to him. And I will send and take thee from thence. Why should I be bereaved even of the two of you in one day?" And Rebekah said to Isaac, "I loathe my life on account of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob should take a woman of the daughters of Heth as these, of the daughters of the land, why have I lives?" Arcana Celestia, number 3599. Esau and Jacob represent the divine good and truth of the Lord's divine natural, as conjoined with each other, like brethren. For these, considered in themselves, are nothing else than one power to form and receive actual good and truth. This good and truth, namely, what is actual, is the subject afterwards treated of. From these considerations, it is evident how great arcana are contained in the internal sense of the word, which arcana are such that not even their most general features are apprehensible by a person's understanding, as is the case, possibly, with those that have just been stated. How, then, should the innumerable particulars relating thereto be apprehended? But they are adapted to the understanding and apprehension of the angels, who, concerning these and similar things, receive heavenly ideas from the Lord, illustrated by representatives of ineffable pleasantness and blessedness. Hence, some conception may be formed of the nature of angelic wisdom, but still remotely, because such arcana are in the shade of the human understanding. And again, Genesis chapter 27, verses 38 to 46. And Esau said to his father, "Hast thou but this one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said to him, "Behold, of the fat things of the earth shall be thy dwelling, and of the dew of the heavens from above. And upon thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall be, when thou shalt dominate, that thou shalt pull his yoke off from upon thy neck." And Esau hated Jacob on account of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father come near, and I will kill Jacob my brother." In the words of Esau, her elder son were told to Rebekah, and she sent and called to Jacob her younger son, and said to him, "Behold, Esau thy brother comforts himself as to thee to kill thee. And now, my son, obey my voice, and arise, run away to Laban my brother, to Haran, and dwell with him some days until thy brother's fury turn back, until the anger of thy brother turn back from thee, and he forget what thou hast done to him, and I will send and take thee from thence. Why should I be bereaved even of the two of you in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I loathe my life on account of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob should take a woman of the daughters of Heth as these, of the daughters of the land, why have I lives? This has been All the Year Round, daily readings for the new church. If you have found this podcast valuable, please consider telling a friend about it. If you'd like to get in touch, send us an email at alltheyearroundpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back tomorrow with more readings from the Sacred Scriptures and the Heavenly Doctrine of the New Church.